you know me, I was helping to work with the Europe Against the Current Festival back last year.
Can you explain us what happened the last week in San Francisco and the rest of the United States?
Yeah. Okay. Well, protests really started to take off on January 14th. That night, a group of about 500 people marched from the Sproul Plaza at the University of California at Berkeley and went down to the highway, and about 500 people sat down on the highway for about 45 minutes. The next morning, on January 15th, there was a blockade of the federal building in San Francisco, and the building was successfully shut down. There were thousands of people there at the federal building, blockading the entranceways into it, and there were traffic stoppages in major traffic arteries all around that area, intersections of major roads. That evening on January 15th, there was the Night of Resistance. It was called by a group called Roots Against War. And this started at 5:30 and went on late into the night. And there were thousands of people in the streets. And it ended up in the center of San Francisco on Market Street. And there was a big bonfire there. Then on January 16th, that was the day that war broke out. And there had been already an emergency response plan to meet in the city at 5 o'clock. And there were thousands and thousands of people just poured out into the streets that night on Wednesday. And then again, on January 17th, at the federal building again, there was another blockade, and it was closed again. We were able to prevent federal employees to go into the federal building. This is the federal building, which is a branch of the U.S. government here in San Francisco. And what happened after that was a whole contingent, perhaps 3,000-4,000 people, left the federal building, walked all the way through the center of the town, and walked onto the Bay Bridge, the bridge that goes across the bay from San Francisco to Berkeley. And there were thousands of people on that bridge, and we were able to successfully close down the whole bridge for 2 hours. This is the first time in the history of the bridge that it's ever been closed. It was never closed during the Vietnam War protests. During last week, there were approximately 1,900 arrests, and on that Thursday, on the 17th, there were more than 1,000 arrests, and this was the largest number of people arrested for a single day of protest in San Francisco, even greater than during the Vietnam War era. So the size of the demonstrations, the militancy of the demonstrations, is on a level that is equal to or even greater to what was going on during the Vietnam War era. And so what happened next was on January 19th, on Saturday, there was even another huge demonstration. It was one that had been prepared for several months, and there were more than 100,000 people there. The whole city was filled. This was in the center of town. And then on January 21st, which was Martin Luther King Day, this is just this past Monday, there were several demonstrations, one in San Francisco, one in Oakland, and about 5,000 people marched from a mostly people in the Afro-American community in honor of Martin Luther King, and they marched from the Hunters Point Naval Reserve, which is in San Francisco, all the way to the Moscone Center, and had a rally there. And that pretty much brings us up to the present. There's this coming weekend, actually the next 4 days, there are going to be actions. Tomorrow, that's January 25th, there's going to be a blockade of the Chevron Oil Corporation, which is located downtown San Francisco. That's one of the largest American oil companies. That'll be at 7 a.m. on January 25th. On January 26th, there's another large demonstration planned in San Francisco. This is a national demonstration. On January 26th, there'll be a demonstration in Washington, D.C., and the western states will be in San Francisco. There will be people coming from Seattle, from L.A., from all different parts of the West, including Colorado. They'll be coming in for the 26th. On the 28th, on Monday, ACT UP. You may have heard of ACT UP.
Mm-hmm.
That's okay. They've called for what they're calling the Day of Disaster. The 28th is the State of the Union address when Bush is going to speak, and ACT UP is calling for decentralized actions all around the city, all around the Bay Area on that day. Specifically, they're calling for people to target institutions related to the AIDS epidemic, but they're also pointing out the fact that all this money is being spent on the war, and there's no money being spent on AIDS research, on homelessness, on ecological problems, on any of the other social problems that are happening here right now, and especially hitting hard in San Francisco. So this also the Bay Area Direct Action Network is calling for actions on this day, on Monday, the Day of Disaster. And from that point on, there's no major things planned as of yet, although people in the East Bay, in Berkeley and Oakland, are preparing to blockade one of the major military installations here. There's quite a few major military installations right in the East Bay. There's the Oakland Army Base, the Alameda Naval Air Base, and the Concord Weapons Base, and all of these places are very important in the sending of munitions, of people, and of nuclear weapons, and all these things over to the Persian Gulf. So we definitely have our work cut out here for us.
Yeah, but the demonstrations, are they bigger on the West Coast than on the East Coast?
The San Francisco demonstration, I think, was bigger than the other ones. Although there were quite a few people in Washington D.C. on January 19th as well. The media really is downplaying the size of these demonstrations, and in general, the media in this country is really bad right now. There's total censorship of news, and it's really terrible. There've been demonstrations at media. There's every Tuesday there's going to be a demonstration at one of the major media places here, like the new television news or the radio news, and you know, protesting the censorship.
What we heard from blockade in New York, that one of the blockaders was died. Did you hear something about it?
What I've heard is that this was a takeover of the Brooklyn Bridge. I heard that, and then I heard that somebody was killed there. I don't know any more than that. It's hard to get information about what's going on in other cities. There's not a lot of news about this, and you know, the local papers, they talk all about what's going on in San Francisco and California, but not very much about what's happening in New York. And there's not, at this point, a good communication system. But people are starting to use things like PeaceNet and GreenNet. And I would encourage, if people are interested in finding out what's going on in the United States, to hook up with GreenNet and link into PeaceNet and look into the Mideast conferences, because there's a whole lot of information in there about opposition all around the country. And there's things happening in all kinds of towns, even in places like Missoula, Montana, which is in the middle of the West. They've had big demonstrations up there, and Missoula, Montana has declared, they were proposing to declare themselves a sanctuary for conscientious objectors, which San Francisco and Berkeley have also done. The council of the city has passed that San Francisco and Berkeley are both sanctuaries for military resistors.
Okay, we want to thank you for your reaction, and success for all the demonstrations and actions.
La vostra ricompensa per il leon camorto. Non posso fermarmi in questa sporca terra ad armi, perché solo rispondo nascosto nella giungla. Io dico quel che vedo, occhio, non invento niente. Cos'altro potete dirti? Dimmi, non posso consumare le menzogne.
sa chi è che si fa sotto. Partito dentro, ubriachi senza vergogno.
Come quella volta, davanti al fuoco della strada, la nebbia si dirada, era buio e ritruminata. I segui lo ripone la posse,
onda rossa posse.
Il battito che paga, non rimango per rimane, non va per guardare il male.
Partito dentro,
partito tempo.
Batti il tuo tempo,
batti il tuo tempo,
fotti il potere,
batti il tuo tempo,
fotti il potere,
batti il tuo tempo per fottere il potere. Scrivo, interpreto, recito la rima come nessuno prima, sì, ma ho lo spirito per farlo. Con il mio fratello giù nel fondo qualcuno sta rubando. Da quando è nato, o fai la guardia o fai ladro.
Ladro!
Inseguito, braccato, preso prigioniero un giorno appresso all'alba. Battito nel cuore, i quattro armati per portarmi via di casa. Sassa devastata, sbogliata, come in un film al cinema, ma questa volta è vero.
Vero!
Credimi, è vero, chi è legale, chi legale. Il bandito, il criminale, giusto, l'ingiustizia, terribile bellezza. Dentro le celle, nei ghetti che contrasta con i morti viventi.
Odiosi, uomini fottuti,
bastardi,
senza dignità,
senza, ma con migliaia di miliardi, maestri dei disastri. Tu li puoi vedere, controllo il paese nel balletto del potere.
Vergogna!
10 anni di menzogne, triangolo di Russia, la strage di Bologna. E guarda in faccia le sue colpe, vivendo in fondo, guardando intorno, alzandolo il livello per capirlo molto meglio. Dove siamo illegali? Chi protegge noi da voi, da questi criminali?
Batti il tuo tempo,
batti il tuo tempo.
Batti il tuo tempo,
batti il tuo tempo,
fotti il potere,
batti il tuo tempo,
fotti il potere,
batti il tuo tempo per fottere il potere. Questo è l'hip, questo è il suo ritmo, stile della bosse,
in azione,
in piena azione, a colpire ancora il cuore. Non lo conosci? Allora attento, perché batte il suo tempo, uccide il suono, regole metriche del gioco, ma senza rimpianto, afferra il senso, avrai qualcosa in cambio.
Come on!
Onda rossa, posto, sta bruciando, è in fiamme, in forza, innescano e esplodono la rima. In prima linea, senza mezzi soldi, anzi, ma tu lo stai capendo, questa oggi non è solo una festa. Ti colpirà, senza paura, faremo in modo che tu rimani ancora, fino alla fine, come la pantera. Aggredita, salita, sempre, ma se tu ci provi, falle in maniera risoluta, assoluta. Sì, perché se spari, disse, risponderò sparando.
Beh, 89.
Tu non puoi dimenticarlo, Newton è morto.
Morto!
Morto! Newton è stato assassinato! Cos'altro voglio dirti?
Forza!
Chi è che si fa sotto?
Parti il tuo tempo!
Ubriachi!
Senza bere un sorso!
Finiremo in una cella, ma chi? Dimmi, è legale, chi legale? Questa sporca terra! Sequestrano la gente per degli anni, di questa sporca terra d'armi, uccidono e punite per la strada le pallottole vaganti. Chi è legale, chi legale?
Chi?
Partito il criminale, giusto, l'ingiustizia, terribile bellezza. Dentro le celle, le ghetti che contrasto con i morti viventi. Questo è questo, questo dove è nato l'uomo tempo. Questo è quello che mi batte l'uomo tempo. L'uomo tempo,
oh. Batti il tuo tempo,
batti il tuo tempo.
Batti il tuo tempo,
batti il tuo tempo,
fotti il potere,
batti il tuo tempo,
e che il corpo seme, batti il tuo tempo per fottere il potere.
Even ander plaatje.
Oké, relax.
Vrije Keizer, en we hebben contact met Spanje en we gaan je een beetje bijpraten
Vrije
wat er aan de hand is.
Spanje.
Sí, la España. Hello.
Hello.
Can you tell us a little from what's happening with the hunger strike?
I'm gonna tell you that there will be one judge to two persons that are accused of being members of Grapo. They are José Luis Felipe and María Victoria Gómez, one man and one woman. And the judge will be in the 5th of February. This accusation is not... they have no proofs. They are accused of being in one organization of that practice the fight with arms,
mm-hmm.
And but they didn't find to them these arms, and they have the petition, the ask of the tribunal for 8 years of prison. Well, there will be a demonstration in front of the national audience that will be the judge there.
Yeah.
And well, that's all of the judge.
Mm-hmm.
I have also one project of motion in the European Parliament about this hunger strike, that now they are 34 persons in hunger strike,
mm-hmm.
in about 20 prisons, I think. And this is the text. The European Parliament, knowing that in Spain, in the 13th of November of the 89, start one hunger strike of about 40 prisoners, knowing that 20 prisons, they didn't have communication with the lawyers and even with the families in some prisoners, knowing that the prisoners are very in very seriously danger of death,
mm-hmm.
and they have damage for all his life, and knowing that all the prisoners are aliment by the force against his desires, and some of them have suffered stops in the heart. I don't know if it is the expression in English,
mm-hmm.
stop of the heart.
Yeah.
Knowing that the prisoner José Manuel Sevillano Martín death in the 25th of May of this year, of the past year, in 1990. Knowing that the Archbishop of Santiago de Compostela in Galicia, right human organizations, Association Against the Torture, the Judge for Democracy, and also Association of Lawyers, Doctors, and the Families of the Prisoners, they are informed about the defeat by the force and the limitation by the force, and they say that they will be ready to make the paper of mediator in between the government and the hunger strikers, knowing that the Red Cross had made a very important paper like mediator during another hunger strike of the prisoners in 1981, declared his very serious preoccupation about the health of the prisoners, demand to the Spanish government to make the opportune things to save the life of the prisoners, and ask especially to the Red Cross that made again of the paper of mediator between the government and the prisoners, and sent to Spain one delegation of members of the European Parliament to have contact with the government, Spanish government, the prisoners in hunger strike, his lawyers, his families, and with other people that are involved in this situation, and inform there in the place of the here in Spain, obviously,
mm-hmm.
and made an inform to the European Parliament, and also in the ask to the prison to the president of the European Parliament that he informs to the Spanish government and also the lawyers of the prisoners and other people involved in this thing, in this resolution. This project of motion has been made by the Grünen of Germany, and the motion have the our support. I don't know how to say.
Yes, support.
Support by Arcoid Rainbow, the group Rainbow, and the and the
the left.
The member of Herri Batasuna that is in the European Parlament,
yeah, yeah.
Carmelo Landa, Herri Batasuna. Well, I have also. I don't know if you know there. The story of one people in Hamburg that had made one occupation of a church, and for making pressure to be the problem of the hunger strike to appear in the press, in the mass media, and to press to the church for made some
support actions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
they during 7 months they won people of the Antifas Commission of the students of Hamburg had stayed with candles in front of the Spanish consulate in Hamburg every Saturday in solidarity with the hunger strike and the reunification of the prisoners. The 2 of January of this year, they occupied one Lutheran church for break the silence of the newspapers.
Mm-hmm.
And the reivindication were that the bishop of this church will talk and inform of the situation of the prisoners, and he made solidarity with these hunger strikers. The 3 of January, the Ecclesiastic Council made a declaration with this point. This day will be one conversation with the bishop or another person similar. There will be one activity with the community, with the ecclesiastic community of Saint Nikolai, that is the church. People of the squatters, well, yeah. Squatters of the church, and they will be also a resolution, a public resolution of the squatters and the ecclesiastic council together. Well, something these things I think that they are not already done, but are in our projects.
Mm-hmm.
And well, also the lawyer of the prisoners of Grapo and PCR, Paca Villalba, has a lot of problems with the visits to the with the communication with the prisoners, and recently they have put some denounce to judge for these reasons, because she couldn't see to a totally 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5 prisoners in the 3 in the 9th of January and 2 in the 12th of January. She has some papers on license to visit the prisoners, but the workers of the prisoners asked to see some other papers that she didn't have, and they forbid the visit.
Mm-hmm.
And well, if you want it, we start with the war, with the mobilizations against the war.
Yeah. We heard there was a lot to do in Spain.
I am a little tired.
I can understand it. But keep it short.
Smoke a little of cigarette. Well, before the 17th of January, of the day of the war, they will be demonstration again, the war.
Yeah.
The 50,000 persons make a demonstration in Madrid, 80,000 in Barcelona, and a lot of thousand more in Andalucía, País Valencia, Castilla, and the Basque Country. The pacifist anti-militarist
movement of
workers in syndicates.
Yeah.
Syndicates. And political parties of left made a unitary call to make demonstration against war, against the Spanish presence in the conflict, and asking to the disobedient of the military service.
Yes.
When the war start. Mm-hmm. The demonstrations are very, very more, and big demonstrations with action in all the parts of the cities, in the college, in the universities, with occupation of institutional buildings and political parties of the PSOE. And also the fight about the disobedient to the military service has a lot of importance. At now, five young men have desert of the army, and four of them of the ships that are going now to the Gulf.
Mm-hmm.
I think yesterday they go to there, and one in Melilla in Africa, the colony of Spain in Africa. well, they are working also in this by this reason against the war. They are also Jewish against people that don't go to the military service or the social service, the civil service, substitutory of the military service, like the Jews that the judgment that were in here in Spain.
Yeah.
To in the Monday 21 of January against six young boys.
Yeah.
That don't make the civil service. This has been the first just in the story of Spain to people that don't want to make the civil service. To military service they were a lot, but to civil service no. This was the first.
How many people refused the military service?
They are now 1,000.
Yeah.
In all the story of the disobedient.
Mm-hmm.
Campaign. Well, and the different commissions against war prepare now demonstration and actions against the war, but thinking about that the war is going to be long. And well, they are now new strikes of the students, meetings in the streets, and one possible general strike of workers that is not confirmed. This strike will be general of workers and students, and this a proposal that has made that a lot of sectors of the syndicates. But well, they are. I think they only want to make
a little time to strike.
Well, I think that's all.
Okay.
It's not time for opinions.
Okay, thank you for your information.